Okay, good evening, everybody. So we're on some of Gilliam Base. I'm sorry, I'm Gilliam Base. Wow, I haven't even started on making mistakes. And the case is Rabbi Huda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Tisha Nirin Kasara Mizami. Right, that's what we're up to. If you have nine people that look like 10, it sounds like they're in a group and they're all together. So that's one way to learn it. So the fact that they're all together make them look like there's 10. Or the other way is it's like the 9 o'clock meeting here in Shomrei, like, you know, you have 50 people spread out across a big room. In fact, 150 people. So sometimes nine spread out looks like 10, you know what I'm saying? Just two ways to look at it. So it doesn't seem to make much sense. The Rishami asked, Ma Ovin Mr. Yaman, what makes them 10? Just because they look like 10, so that's good enough. Like if you need 10. What's going on over here? Ayin Dalit Amud Aleph. Ella, afilu katan b'neihem. So what it means is that you have nine adults and you have one katan. So that's what it means. It's nirin kasar, right? So the Haredim says, Klemmer, al karchak perish tisha nirin kasar, haino tisha v'achak katan b'neihem. Tariyesh asara gufim. They're 10 bodies. Vavki, achak katan nivla b'n hatisha hagadolim u'mashat. Somehow he's mashat the 10. Okay, let's keep going. Brechia, Omar, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, welcome, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yaakov said that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi had the following question in front of Rabbi Yossi. He asked Rabbi Yossi the following question. Omar Katan, I say, sniff la sara.
Shlomi, is there an age limit for cotton here?
I'm gonna read in Shulchan Aruch, and we're gonna see in the Gemara also.
Turn the range, okay.
We're going to talk about it in a second. The answer is yes. A minor may be used as a supplement for 10. That's what we said, right? That's what we just said. You make him a sniff for 10. So are you going to say, Matamo, are you going to say the same thing? Shem, it's nice to sniff. One second. I missed the line. Neymar, I'm sorry. Neymar, I said sniff with Shlosha. Are you going to also say that he could be an adjunct to two people, that you have two adults and one cotton, making a total of three, just like you can make him make 10. So maybe you can also make three. That was his question. So the Gemara says, Ma tamon shemaskir nas Hashem ois nois esnif. This is like a kal v'chaymer. Ma doch, were you going to mention Hashem's name? The cotton adds up to be number 10. Which is, I guess, you know, Chomer deKazak, to say Hashem's name, right? Khan, Sheim, Askrinas, Hashem, Lakoshikain, so just to make three, what's the big deal? That should surely be good. I hear. But, that's a good question. What'd you say? Yeah. Okay, that's a tiny, yeah. I don't know if, you know, the need to have it look like it's nirin kasar. We mentioned before this that we make him a sniff even without mentioning anything to do with this. So I guess we're relying on the previous
one. Well, you asked the question that the finished one already, that the whole purpose is that we say allocating the word we allow for it. So to say it's a common family now backwards that you should buy three is a little bit harder.
Okay, so the Gemara is going to say back. Amalei, Kavachimer is rejected. Amalei, Ha'enu Koshukhan, this is not a good Kavachimer. Why? Tamon, Aide Shein, Omer Mes Hashem, there where all you're using him is to allow you to say the Shem. Isonisa sniff, so that you're allowed. Khan Shein, Kronos Hashem, Isonisa sniff. Here, listen, that was your argument, right? Here, it's. I wish I would have learned it. I would have been able to tell you. Wait till tomorrow. Anyway, yeah, I'm doing this day by day. So as you can see, I don't know what I'm talking about. So the pshat's like this. So the pshat is, there are various ways to have to learn this dichoy. Was it Rosh Cirilo here? Let's see here. You want to do Haredim? Okay, well, let's try Haredim. I think there are several different problems in this Gemara. Just to speak out one, in other words, if you already had the koach to say Zimun, in other words, you had Gedolim, you had three Gedolim already, you know, in the group of 10, you had the ability to say, you know, to say a regular Zimun. So there, you're just extending your ability to say Zimun with a shame. That's the Chachamim were going to be Makel and allow the Kotten to be added. But where you didn't even have the beginnings of a P of Zimun, there they didn't allow it, something like that. Yeah. Okay, the different Chatham over here, how to learn this, what the Sfar is. I heard that there were three ways to learn the Gemara. Okay. Tony, let's see the Bryce. Cotton the Sefer Torah Osen Oso Sniff. So this sounds like the old style, right? Let's see if we can see it. Yeah. In footnote 4, he says the a minor holding a Sefer Torah could be included as a tenth man for a minion. All right, so that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. So the Gemara says, Amar Yudon Keni Masniso. Now this is the right reading. Cotton is Sefer Torah Osen Oso Sniff. When it comes to making him a supplement to the Kriyas HaTorah, that's when we'll allow cotton to be added in. Okay, so he's just one of seven Olim, but not that you could use him to be, you know, one of the three people. Not to add him into to a minion by holding a Sefer Torah.
So what is he doing?
What?
What are you using
him for? To read, you're going to give him an aliyah.
If you have already lined up, there's why do you need him?
He's telling you can, right?
Well, can you make a diuk from this that they didn't have a maftir yet? Because it's only seven aliyahs, or just they're not focused on that here, like the Gemara and Megillah.
So. I don't think they're focused on. I'd be more apt to say that we're talking about here where they only made one bracha before, one bracha after. Maybe in that case, and he could be one of this middle olim who does not make the bracha at all. Let me just insert here what it says here in Siman Nun Hey, Sif Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. Says Yesh Matirin Loimer Adavar Shabedusha B'Tisha B'Tzir of Cotton. Some people are matir to for Adavar Shabedusha that requires 10 people, have 9 adults and a cotton. Shehu Yosin Riben Sheish. Do we hear this? He has to be more than 6 years old. V'Yodei Alamimus Palim. He knows to whom you're davening. Okay, that the Machaber says. Most poskim don't agree. Okay, this is Yesh Matirin. So who is that? Let's see if I can look it up here.
It says
the Varagoyla says that this is Taisus B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam and B'Shem Rabbeinu Hai and the Balamor. So that's a nice lineup there. Yeah? Pretty respectable. Rabbeinu Tam, though, said he would never do it lamaisa. He said, even though he held a lot. Yeah, well, all right.
What about the Rosh Riffer Rambam?
Now, Velo Niran Lee, that's going to be Chess. That's the.
Shlaimi, what about the Rosh Riffer Rambam?
Hold on. I'm trying to get to your answer. I'm trying to answer you. The Lo Niran Devrayim, the Gully Haposkim. That he says the Berah Golas, that's the Rash Re Mordechai B'Shem Rav Yah, Agoyis Maimoni, Smag Re Rabbeinu Yoina, Truvas Harashba, Rambam. Okay, you got a lot of people there. All right. Now the Rambam adds Vafilu Ayidei Chumash Shabiyado in Letzarfo. Even if he's holding a Chumash, the Rambam says he can't add him. And then he adds Mu Yesh Noagim Lahokel B'Shas Hatak. Some are knowing to be making Moshas Atak, and the Ramon writes in parentheses that that's the Rosh, Mordechai Hagais Maimdi.
That's That's not what we're saying here. Here we're saying with the cover.
Right, right.
On the bottom of number eight.
Yes.
Second column on top talks about interchangeable.
The term chumash was used in reference to a scroll that contained one of the five books of Moses. Okay, that's in the text. That's in the variant A. It's the variant A at the bottom of the page. Okay, I just wanted to mention this. You could be aware that it's in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hey, Siv Dalin, Ayin Shom. You could do all the Ian if this topic interests you. And there's a truvah from Moshe Feinstein over here. Moshe only allows it Shasam Chak. When I say Shasam Chak, Moshe allows this only if you're not going to have a minion. Then, in other words, it's a town where you only have nine adults. And if you're not going to have this cotton do it, then you won't have any minion, and then the whole thing will fall apart. You won't have a shul. You know, that's what we're talking about, Chasam Chak. Not one day somebody had COVID and we didn't have a minion to give the kid a chumash. That Ramesha was not a pro on that at all. Okay, let's keep going. So last thing we said was we made a cotton a Sefer Torah sniff. Next. Now this is the next question that we were just talking about. How old do you have to be? Ravino Amar is Paul Gun of Kun of Rabbi Huda. This is my focus. Tavayam Hashem Shmuel. They're both arguing the name of Shmuel. Chanamar, Kadei Shehirdeh Tiv Bracha. He has to know the nature of making a bracha. Whatever that is. He knows the concept. From the plain Moshe, it sounds like you could just know the Nusach of the bracha. Okay? He has to know to whom he's saying the blessing, which is obviously a lower age. Okay? So that's a machlokas what that age is. Next. Amrab Nasa, Kamazin Achalas im Rab Taklifa Abba. He said many times, I ate with my father, and im Aninaya Basisai Habibi, and with my uncle, who is Aninaya. And they never added me to the Zeman. I know he was a cotton at the time. Okay, so he has to become a full-fledged gadol, and otherwise they would never assign him to the Zeman. Next. Now we're gonna have a question about when we say we need 10 people to have a Zeman, do they all have to eat bread? Or is it enough for some of them to eat bread? Yeah. So we're going to have a series of questions now. Shmuel Barshilas Bar Kami Rav. Yista Amin Kabon Kami Rav Shmuel Barshilas. Some, it depends who's asking the question. Tisha Paras Nachad Yark. You have nine adults, eight bread, and one eight vegetable. So the answer is, Amaloy Mezanim. It's good. Second question. Shmona Paras Shnaim Yark. Eight and two. Good. Amaloy Mezanim. Good. Third question. Shiva Paras Shlosh Yark. Seven people bread, three people vegetable. Amaloy again, Mezanim. Yeah, right. We should have shown 10. It added up to 10 people. So this reminds you of what does this remind you of in the Chumash? Arab praying for the Rishon, right?
Why does vegetables work? I thought you have to have mezonos at least to be mishtatev.
Well, you see, you thought wrong. you don't have to have mezonos. You can have a vegetable. It's fine.
How about a drink? How about a shako?
We'll make leave him for a drink. Yeah. It's the only thing I think not is water, but everything else is good. Yes, that's correct. I don't know about three. Yeah, we're talking about here 10. So we have, okay, we got, right, 100%. We got down here to 7 and 3. So now, what we would expect to see is 6 and 4 next, but the Gemara seems to skip over it. Little side note, the Vilna Gaon, he puts in an insert here, and he actually has 6 and 4 put into the text. But besides that, it's interesting that they don't have it here in the main Gersa. So, but that's because the Mefarshim on the bottom explained it, that it was partial to them. Once we went 7 and 3, 6 and 4 is also good. Anyway, halacha, though, is not that way. Halacha l'maisa, by the way, just side note, we require a ruba de minkar by this. You have to have 7 and 3 is the max. You can go halacha l'maisa. Okay? Rabbi Avinu Abayi, max l'maximah. What about 5 and 5? Okay. He felt bad. He was in doubt about that case, and he was afraid to bother him with another question. And he never asked him. And the Yerushalmi basically drops it. He didn't know. We're left not knowing. I believe that's the way it says over here. Zera's in doubt. And that's the end. Okay. Now, Reb Yirmiyahu. Now, this Reb Yirmiyahu is going to take us to the end of the next page. Reb Yirmiyahu, how much time do we have? Okay, we're going to need every minute. It's a big page. Reb Yirmiyahu, boy, Reb Yirmiyahu asked the following question. Reb Yirmiyahu, as you know, was always asking the interesting questions. What about this guy who ate the vegetable? Could he be the one that's Mavarak, the Zimun, for the other members of the clan, right? 16, he says in Talmudic times, the Zimun would write the same brach someone's not loud. We have the other members, we said this many times. So the question is, can he do it? So the Gemara, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, we're on to 74b. Miklafash Shitasei Reb Yirmiyahu. So the Gemara is upset with this Reb Yirmiyahu because it seems Reb Yirmiyahu is inconsistent with his own Shita. And we're going to quote the whole page now is going to quote a whole Maisa. At the end, we're going to quote Reb Yirmiyahu in commenting on the Maisa, where we'll finally see what the question is, where he's inconsistent. But at this point, just realize, Reb Yirmiyahu has asked the question, can the one who ate the vegetable be Mavarech, but the son wasn't for the other people? He seems to have a suffix about this. Okay. Tony, Shol Shmanis is going to only made from Shimon Shantar. There were 300 Israel that came up to Eretz Yisrael from Kotz Laretz. I guess they had completed their Naziris, and they were all poor people. They could not afford the three karbonas that a Nazir is supposed to bring at the end. May of a Chamish and Matzal and Pesach. So Reb Shimon Shantar was a big chacham. He found a Pesach for 150 of them, of the 300. He found a Pesach, so they no longer had any obligation. He was like the Neder Meikaro, right? Chacham, we all learned the Dharma recently. Chacham is Matar and Neder Meikaro at Meikaro. So they had no chiyuv of him at all. Now, Meva Chamishim, Lo Masl and Pesach, did not find a Pesach. Also, Gabi Yanni Malka. So he goes to Yanni, the king, Amalei, he says to him, Is Hachat Pas Manazim? I have here 300 Azir. Ba'ayan Tisham Eir Karbonim. So 300 Azir have three Karbonis each. That's 300 times three is higher math, 900 Karbonis we have here. The 900 Karbonis is a little expensive, then they're all poor. I'll tell you what, he's soliciting money, right? This is the way a fundraiser works. Well, Yahavat Palga, you give half from your chamber of commerce. Palga Mindidi, and I'll give half myself. This is a matching campaign. This is the matching campaign, which is a lie. But there weren't 300, there were only 150. Obviously, he's lying. He's lying, right? In a certain sense, he's lying. Shlach, okay. Shalach le, so what's the Joey 150 times three? 450. Shalach le, so Yanni Malko sends Arab Mail of Accomption. He sent his donation, 450. Now, what happens? There's always somebody in the crowd that can't control their mouth. Azal Lishna Bisha. So the talebearer goes to the king. Umar le, and he said, Lo Yahav le, he didn't give anything. He didn't pay out any money from his pocket. Shemben Chetach. Pulled a fast one on you. Now, Yanai hears this. You can imagine. Shmai Yanai, Malko, because he was a little upset. Dechal Shem Meshetach Vo'arak. Now, Shem Meshetach, Dechal from Lashon of getting, Frank. All right? Yore. So, Vo'arak, yeah.
By the way, that's his brother-in-law, because his sister was the queen.
Correct. So, he's upset, and he's angry at his brother-in-law. And his brother-in-law got scared, better run away. So some time goes by. So the Persian kingdom goes to eat by Yanai. With the Yasunoth and sitting in there eating, they said to Yanai, King, here and on, we remember there was an old man here. Last time we were here, there was this old man. It was amazing, right? He used to say all kinds of wisdom. Tani Lon Ugda. So Yanai told him what happened, told him the whole story. They said, Shlach Vaisi, say, never mind, tell him to come here. We miss him. you have your own political problems with him, that doesn't mean that we should suffer, right? Shlach v'havle milo, so Yanai sent him, he gave him a certain symbol, he won't harm him. V'asov yaseh b'malkul maksa, so Shimon Shattuck comes up and sits between the king and the queen, you know, he makes himself very comfortable, maklin fishing dick, like we say. Amalei, so loma afleyesbi, so why did you trick me? So that's Yanai saying to Shimon Shattuck, what's going on over here? Amalei, lo aflisbach, I didn't trick you. You provided half the solution to the problem with your money. I provided a solution from my Torah knowledge. I knew how to solve the problem. What's the difference whether you paid out of pocket or I used what the law? It's fair, it's fair. And the shadow of wisdom is a shadow of money. Chokhmah and kasef are related, right? Amalei. So again, I said, if that's the case, the Lamarak, if you don't think you did anything wrong, why'd you run away, right? Running away is an admission of guilt, we say all the time in the law, right? Amalei, Shema istamari kaisal. I heard you got angry. And I wish to fill the following pasuk. Kavi kim at rega ad yavrazam. Hide until the anger passes. That's what it says. Kavi, hide. Kroi lois, again, he wrote, said upon Shimon Shattuck, the advantage of knowledge will keep its owner alive. In other words, I think he was, the way I learned the Gemara here, he was my Dal HaEmes. You were Taka right. I was very angry. I Taka would have killed you. It's a good thing you ran away. So you acted wisely. Amalei. So Yanai said, so why are you sitting between the king and the queen? I mean, it's a little bit of a chutzpah, right? Even though he's a brother-in-law, but to sit up on the throne is a little bit pushy. Amalei, so she says to him, Besifra de Ben Sira exhibits. In Ben Sira, Sifra, this Ben Sira, it says in the footnote, in footnote 11, there's a discussion of what this book is. It says he was a writer who flourished during the Second Temple, and it's a collection of proverbs. And Ron Sanhedrin says it shouldn't be read because of certain objectionable passages, but they're good passages. You could say them. Anyway, it's quoted several times, and so on and so forth. Okay, so this special book, it says there in the book, Sal Saleha Ustarom Emecha Uvein Negidim Toshivecha. Delve into the depths of Torah and it will uplift you. And between rulers, it will seek you. So in other words, Shattuck felt, I am going to sit between the rulers, right, between the king and the queen, because I have the Torah. He's the last Torah left, and he killed all the other ones, right? Omar, so Yanai said, Havulei kasa livrach, give him a cup of wine, and he'll say, Berach samazin. Misav kasa Omar, so he took the cup of wine, and he said, Nevorech almazin shach, Yanai v'chaverov, let's make a blessing on the food that Yanai and his friends ate. Which is like, you know, this is like a joke. He's not making the blessing. He didn't eat anything. Amalei, I could not because you're still obstinate. You're still not behaving yourself. Amalei, my wasn't shaloyacham. What should I say? Let's make a bracha on the muzzin that we did not eat. I have to eat something. Amar, give him something to eat. Yavlei vachal, they gave him something to eat. Now, when they gave him something, it means they gave him anything. They didn't give him bread. They gave him anything at all, even a vegetable. That's that. Now, it could be that he drank the wine. I mean, this is a question. Now, he can make the bracha. Now, again, he had something to eat, and he's being might see the other people. That's Bobley. That's right. Correct. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Holkan Arab Shim Ben Shattuck. So, Rabbi Yochanan said that the other sages that were present, they argued on it. There's two problems here that the Gemara is referring to. One problem is that he was not that he was ready to be malo the carbon of those who came from Chutz La'aretz right away. Because the halacha is, Bashar Tzak, we just started Pesach Nazir, then the Daf Yomi Bavli. So the rule is by Nazir, if you kept your Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, it does not count. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you got to keep it again. So why did Yushev and Shatak go ahead and bring the Karbonas from these people from Chutz La'aretz right away? You raised the money, you got the Karbonas, and you brought it right away. So that's one thing they argue on. The other problem that they could argue on him is this idea that he was might see people with Shprechas HaMazon, even though you didn't eat bread. That would be another point of contention here in the story. So now you have two positions here, one of which is going to be Rabbi Yirmiyah, and one is going to be here, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Chokan al Rav Shimon ben Shataf, that they argued on him. Now, what action did they argue on him? Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar al Harishayna. They disagreed with the first thing, meaning the first thing is the earlier thing in time. Chronologically, the first thing was that he brought the karbonis for them, and that was not right because, like we said, he had to keep the naziris in Eretz Yisrael again. Rabbi Abu Omar Hashniya, the second thing was that he was making brachas hamazon on behalf of the others without eating bread. So the Gemara is making a deal. What do you see from Rabbi Yirmiyah? Since Rabbi Yirmiyah did not learn like Rabbi Abba, and he felt it was only the Rishonah that they had an argument on. So what's the deal you make? So you see that without washing, he had no problem with it. He had no problem that it was Pshitole. It was Pashat Rabbi Yirmiyah that he could have been Mavarak. It was not a Suffolk. But yet the Gemara started off, why Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question. The one who ate the yara, could he be might see the others? It sounds like he had a suffix about this. This is the steer the Gemara is bringing, okay? Over there, meaning earlier in the Gemara, he had a question, and here it's Pashatin. So the Gemara answers. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Now, there's apparently, there's a Tosefta. The Pnei Moshe quotes the Tosefta. Take a look at the second line. Let's see. Tani Tosefta. Perek Hey. Halacha Chaf Alef. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. All of a Hasev. V'tavol Imohen. If he goes ahead and he sits with them. Afal Pishala Ochel Kazayas Dogan Mezanim. Even though he didn't eat the Kazayas, he still couldn't be Mezanim with them. And Mezanim does not just mean that he could answer, but it means even and that seems to be Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Chachamim apparently argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so we have Rav Shimon, so we have a Tosefta with a Machlokes Tanon. I get the name straight. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you could, we might see the person even if you didn't eat it, the bread, and the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara is saying, where he had a suffix, meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah's original suffix, he was going in the Shita of the Rabbana. And where, in the story of Shimon Shetach, where it was Pasha to him, that he could be might see that was like Shimon Gamliel. So he was using two different Tanoim in this story. Okay? We're just quoting the Bryson. That you can't be mezamen unless you have a kazayis dagon. Let's see what it's saying over here. They can never join in zimun unless he eats an olive with a brain. That is, let's see what it says over here in the English up the top of 75A1. That is, if there are only two people in the original group, they can't combine with a third person to form a zimun as long as he has not eaten bread. However, if there were nine, the rabbis agree they can do the tenth weight of vegetable. In the latter case, Rabbi Yirmiyah was uncertain if the person who ate a vegetable could lead the Zimun and discharge the others of their obligation. Perhaps just as the rabbis disagreed with Shimon Gamliel regarding whether one who eats a vegetable can combine with two, so maybe they disagree with him also regarding whether the one who eats a vegetable can recite Brachas HaMazon on behalf of the others who ate bread. So that's an explanation of what his suffix was. Finally, Tani, Shnayim Pasim Echad Yarek, Nizam Nim, if you have two, a bread and one vegetable, can they be mezamen? This was the question. Gemara says, Masisa Kerm Shemim Gamliel. That would be Shemim Gamliel. No. I'm sorry. There's a question. This was a question on Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that they cannot join together? There's a brisa that says that they can join together. The answer is that brisa is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who said before that you don't have to have bread. Okay? So it seems in the Pshuta of the Gemara that when it comes to two and one, let's see, what does it say? Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch Beis. It's Kuf Tzadik Zion Sif Gimel. Let's see what it says about vegetable. Kuf Tzadik Zion.
And depending on that answer, you can then figure out, well, if you have one with bread, why two ones who just have Yerek can't answer?
No. You have to rove them.
Where do we know that from?
Yeah, well, you just learn the whole sugya. You have to have rove.
Because of why? What's the why is that?
Because otherwise you don't have the aroma marshmallow. You have to have it. Okay, hold on one second. Shaim shachlo ki'achad v'gamru v'vashu shema. One second. What sif does it say? Good sign. Zion sif base. Am I going to be at base? Even mashka can be mitzarev, except for water. Okay. What about the three? So for three, you have to have bread. Okay, so we have three shitas brought in Sif Gimel. So he says, therefore, chachilo, you should do bread. And if not, whatever you do, you could do it. Okay, so for the oven, it sounds like you should have bread, but if for the oven, you could be the star of taka, even if it's not. I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's what it says in the Mechaber. Okay. Adkan, Rabbi Isai. The Hitra Oat.